Hi, it's Elise. And this is Hannah. And this is Love Her, Leave Her Wild, episode 3.
Woo!
Yeah. What's episode 3 about, Hannah?
Dating.
Dating.
Apps, single dating, mom life.
Woo! Yeah, it's fun. It's fun times. It's going to be a good one.
So many stories. I was thinking about this like today, actually. Or was it? Whatever day it was. You and I, when we dated before we got married, like dating apps weren't even a thing. So this is like,
yeah,
our actual first experience ever on the online dating world.
Right. It is
crazy.
I had no idea.
People had been doing this for years. Like I had friends that were on like dating apps for like 5, 6 years. I'm like, God, I was only on it for like, not even, gosh, maybe 6 months, 8 months, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, what's your fave?
I'm going to say Hinge is my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because you're 40. Just kidding.
What? Excuse me?
I'm just kidding.
Hinge is still a dating app. I'm not like on eHarmony.
No, I know. I hate Hinge.
I don't know why.
It just, the aesthetic of it, which just sounds so stupid, but like, I don't want to read a bunch of shit. I just want to like look at your pictures. I want to know your political affiliation. Do you like children? Are you attractive? That's all I care about. I don't want to swipe, and I don't want to like scroll and scroll and scroll and then hit an X. I know I'm awful. I don't have time for that though.
See, I need to read about someone because it's their profile that grabs me and what they're saying. If they have a really funny profile, I'm gonna be swiping on them for sure. but I do it differently, which is you make fun of me. Whereas I just put my profile up and then just close the app.
Yeah.
And
you don't do
anything. I don't do anything. I don't do it. I just leave it up there. And if a guy wants to match with me, then I'll take a look and I'll see if, you know, I'm vibing with that and I'll match or not, whatever. But
can you imagine how many guys you've missed out on because you didn't hit anything first?
You mean I didn't match with him?
Yeah, like you didn't initiate the like, because imagine how many guys were like you, just sit there like your soulmate could be out there like, I'm not going to, you know, like she can hit my like or whatever. And you've missed it.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm going to sit on my phone, I want to look at TikToks. I don't want to look at these dudes. It's all the same profile for the most part.
Yeah, I work out. Here's a picture of me holding a fish.
Yeah, dude, so many fish.
I know. I don't understand.
It's out of control. It's out of control. So, yeah. Okay, let's, we'll start with your dating first, since you dated before me, because you separated before me.
Yeah.
And let me just say that at one point, I think you had sent me some pictures or something for your dating profile while I was still with my ex. And I really said out loud to myself, I'm so glad that I don't have to do that anymore.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oops. Okay. Yeah. So you, all right, yeah, now you're ready to date. So what do?
You go through all your selfies and you find some really good ones and you throw them up there. And then you try to come up with a stupid, stupid bio that catches some dumb guy's attention, which then they just find out you have kids and they're like, meh, not interested. So eventually my bio just said at one point, single mom to 2 kids. That's all you need to know. Any other thing we can talk about in a conversation once we match. And then after that, I changed it to swipe left if you're just trying to fulfill your MILF fantasy.
Oh, it's all about the MILFs.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, bro, no. Like, that cannot be your leading opening line. Like, I'm sorry. Next. So,
but I hear MILF porn is like a huge industry right now.
Apparently, we missed our calling.
Apparently, we did. Just kidding. We're just kidding.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that. So yeah, I mean, honestly, my favorite part about dating apps is creating my own profile. Just like looking, I would like stalk my own profile more than I would look at anybody else's.
I do look at my profile a lot. It's pretty fire.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a good photo. Or like, oh, I need to change that like little prompt above your photo or whatever. So funny story, actually, I just remembered this about Renee's dating profile, because him and do you remember this? We matched like 3 times before we actually talked.
Yes, like I do remember that.
He would let the conversation expire like the first 2 times. So anyways, the third time, I actually went through his profile and like read the things, because I'm just like a judge a book by its cover swiper. Like first photo, I'm like, yes or no. That's all I need. I don't have time for this. And it was the three truths and a lie. And anyways,
so annoying.
It was his three truths and a lie, and or two truths and a lie. And the one of them was like, I have an album on iTunes. I've never tasted alcohol. I was on set of Grey's Anatomy. And my opening response to him, because you know, Bumble, you have to make the first move. I was like, oh my God, please tell me that you've actually been on set of Grey's Anatomy and that that's not the lie. And that's what brought me literally to the conversation the third time that we matched, because I was like, all right, maybe he's like a set extra that's like always an extra. Who knows? This guy's attractive. I was like, maybe I'll get on and I'll meet like Derek Shepherd.
Oh God.
I was like, please don't be the lie. Please don't be the lie. So when I sent him that message and I was like, please tell me that Grey's Anatomy is not the lie, he's like, actually it is the lie. I was like, shit. Like, that's really all I thought was going to happen, because we had matched like
unmatch.
Yeah. But I didn't. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, anyways, hey stranger. And he was like, oh, do we know each other? I was like, no, we've just matched 3 times and then you never respond to my messages and the chat expires. So anyways, that was really funny, because those conversations, I feel like on Bumble, were always my favorite. Like the opening line that we unfortunately have to make based off of like what's on the profile was always fun and entertaining at times. Anyways, I don't remember where I was going with that, but yeah, my first date I would say was, my first date was June. Was it June? I don't even know. But so it was like, 6 months after I was divorced, and I mean, COVID hit, so whatever. But, and I was newly introduced to fuckboys. I've heard about them my whole life, but I'd never met one, and I met one for sure. He was just douchey. Stood me up for 8 hours, drove 2 hours to meet him for dinner, which never happened. And then, yeah, he straight up ghosted me. I actually Venmoed him a request to pay me for the drinks that I had bought myself while he stood me up for the 8 hours. I don't know if I told you that.
No, good for you. Did he pay you?
He did, $50.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was my first date. I'll never forget that one. Wish I could say names, but I'm not going to, because God only knows. There's only, yeah. Anyways.
I'll tell you about my first.
Yeah.
Oh, my first date.
I love this one.
My first. So we had split up and I took quite a few months not doing any of it. And actually just not feeling confident at all in it. And I had someone hit on me that I knew. I was not a dating app. It was someone I knew, someone that my ex and I both knew. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I went through this whole like, okay, you and I had talked several times and still do about our second chance.
Yeah.
Okay. So we still talk about this because when we were married, we would talk about how we wanted the romance and all of the things that we sacrificed and things that we had told ourselves growing up that we wanted out of our partner and we didn't have. So this is our second chance to get it right. So this is my second chance, and I'm not going to let all of the expectations that I had in my head hinder me anymore. So like all of the rules I told myself are out the door because I'm not in a race anymore. I'm not in a race anymore to get married and have a kid. So I'm just like, all right, I'm going to be a bad girl. I'm going to be a bad girl. This is who I'm going to be. I'm going to do it. And so, you know, I had this conversation, you know, this long running conversation with him, and then he wanted to get together. And so I went over there with the intention of just being a bad girl. And like, hey, if sex happens, it happens. Great. I've never had sex on a first date ever, ever. And I never would allow myself to. So I sit down, and then he just comes in to kiss me, and my body said no. and my face turned, and he got my cheek, and he was like, oh, the cheek. And I was like, I don't even know what just happened. And then I remember telling myself, you're a bad girl now, you can do this. And so then I kissed him, and
it was awful, wasn't it?
It was God, I hope he doesn't listen to this. It wasn't awful. I wasn't ready. And it turns out I'm not a bad girl.
No.
You know, I tried. Yeah. And things proceeded to go nowhere. And then for him, they went somewhere. For me, they didn't go anywhere. And so, then I decided that it would be appropriate for me to sit on his couch with him and talk to him about travel for an hour
after.
And remember, I didn't have sex with him or really do anything with him, but he ended up being quite satisfied with himself.
Bad ass bitch.
Yeah. And so of course, like I just couldn't leave, which I should have, because I should have been like, okay, that was a disaster. But then I didn't, because I'm not a bad girl, and I sat and we talked about travel. And I know he was looking at me like, why is she still here? And I was just like, oh my God. What do I even do? This is so awkward. And then I went home, and that was my first date.
And then you Marco'd me all about it.
Yes. I Marco'd you. My friends all heard, every one of my friends heard the story and just laughed and laughed. So, turns out I'm not a bad girl. And, even I did give it the old college try though. I did. So then afterwards, I will say it gave me the confidence to do dating apps.
Yeah.
I needed that. Even as awkward as it was. Yes. I needed it. He helped me find my confidence again. Enough to be able to do that. And I'm like, well, I am attractive. I am a cool person. And, then I got on the dating apps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and then you and I have been talking throughout, you know, our dating. We send each other screenshots of profile pics. Mm-hmm. There might be an Instagram.
Can you imagine? Oh, there might be the Instagram. Is that where you're gonna go?
Yeah, there might be an Instagram account that has pictures of the guys that one of us is talking to, meaning me. So my friends can know what's going on, because I got tired of telling all of them the same things. So I just created this Instagram that only a few people follow. It's private. So don't try to find it, because I will not allow you on it. And so they can see like who I'm talking to, and then I'll do stories of how the date went. But yeah.
Oh,
no, God. I forgot
Christopher's.
No, there's two. There's my outfit before my first date with that guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I take this picture and I send it to my friends, and they're like, so you were doing a speaking event and then a PTA meeting and then a church picnic with that outfit. And I was like, I don't know how to dress for dates now. I only know how to dress like a mom.
Oh, didn't you ask me? And I was like, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, that's perfect. And then I called her and I was like, why did you let me look like I'm a 50-year-old from a PTA meeting going on a date after that?
I didn't know sexy, hot, single Elise. Like,
you didn't know her, no.
You know, like I knew married mom Elise. And so that outfit was perfect. It was like how I knew you. But
I didn't end up, one of my friends talked me out of it. Yeah, she it was pretty funny.
I remember when you actually got on the Marco with the outfit you were wearing, and I was like, is that a cutoff shirt? I'd never seen you wear that before. But yeah. I know. I got into crop tops and just.
But your outfit, there was the one outfit you.
Yeah, the one with Christopher.
Yeah. Yeah. So she Marcos me. And again, Marco Polo, you need to sponsor us at this point. She Marcos me in this new dress.
COVID, you can't try anything on. So I was like, kind of holding it up to me in the store, and I was like, yeah, this is an org, this is fine. It's like a medium, maybe, I can't remember, but the boob cut was like really low, and I was like, yeah, it's fine, I'll just wear a bralette with it, whatever. So I take it home, and of course I think that day Nastia had kidnapped me, so I had what, 2 hours to get ready before this date. And
Nastia is your sister,
my Russian sister, is how I introduce her.
Okay,
she definitely Russian. You'll meet her eventually, everybody on podcast land. She'll be on here once, maybe, hopefully. Anyways, yeah, she had taken me for like a Russian mile walk, which really turns out to be like 12 miles. And I was running late for my schedule to get ready for the state and dropping the kids off or whatever. And I'd showered. I was like in the middle of blow drying and doing my hair and getting dressed. And God, what it was, the zipper I couldn't get up over my back.
Yeah.
So it was awful. I'm like jumping and dancing around. I literally pulled a muscle in my chest.
Yeah.
Trying to get into that dress.
Yeah. And there's nothing worse than trying to find an outfit and sweating. Mm. You're literally just sweating profusely.
He's driving to the house and I don't know what I'm wearing. And I'm trying to get in this dress. My hair isn't done. And he's like, yeah, I'm like 20 minutes out. I'm like, oh, frick. I'm like, I pulled a muscle in my chest. I can't breathe. I'm hot and sweaty. My hair's not done. I meant to paint my nails, but I didn't even get to paint my nails.
I'm laughing hysterically.
Yeah. It was, ugh. I mean, I showed him that Marco and he laughed. It was really funny.
It was probably one of my favorite Marcos between us, but
yeah.
Yeah. And it's hard too, to find, you know, to find outfits and you have a kid and you're trying to, you know,
find a sitter.
And they're like, today you Marco'd me about an outfit and who was standing in front of the mirror so you couldn't show me. Adeline,
I was like, move.
Yeah. And Felicity's mommy, and I'm just like, I'm trying to find an outfit right now. And that's tough. But I feel like once I started, I feel as though now that I'm dating again after having been married, my whole thought process on dating has changed. You know, like I said, I don't feel like I'm in a race anymore. Before I was married, I felt like, okay, I need to find someone to marry and I need to have kids. And this time, like I said, it's our second chance. So now I'm just kind of like having a good time with it and coming back with these pretty funny stories, I would say, about it. My profile is ridiculous. I'm not looking for a husband. So on my profile are reviews that the guys have given me. So like 10 out of 10 would recommend. And then a little quote from them, a blurb from them about me. As a joke, the guys were good sports. Most of them participated, and I can say that I got really great reviews.
You did, actually.
Mm-hmm. I was really shocked.
They all love you always. Yeah, they always fall in love with Elise.
Mm. I mean, who wouldn't?
I do.
But yeah, so
yeah, for me, I guess what I realized is I've never dated. Like, I had my high school boyfriend who was like the one that broke my heart, and I decided I'd never fall in love again. And then after that, it was just like the guy I married, I knew over half of my life. And the one before him was my brother's wrestling coach. And I didn't have to go meet people. I didn't have to go out. I didn't have to do like the whole dating thing. And like, it just, I never did that. So this was a brand new experience for me. And I learned a lot about myself. Also what you said, like, I have kids. I don't want to get married anytime soon. Like, I'm not on this race for the grand prize and like need to settle down with the right guy or like, so one thing my mom had always told me was to like make a checkoff list of qualities in a guy and things on a first date that like you will not settle for. So for me, I remember being like, okay, if he doesn't open the car door for me or show up bringing me flowers and compliment my appearance, there's not going to be a second date. I might not even go on the first date. But then I was like, well, the first guy that this happened to, where he showed up 2 hours late in sweats. Oh my God, he was awful. Which is sad because we had talked on the phone like every night for a week for hours. And the conversation was just so good. And I was really excited for this date. And he was 2 hours late, showed up in sweats. It was awful. And I just wanted to like not go on the date. But I also was like, I should really utilize this time I have away from my children. So I went on the date, even though knowing it was going to be awful. And that was my requirements. Like, you better show up on time, look good, because I'm going to look like a 10 because I don't get to get dressed up and, you know, have fun. And open the door for me. And I mean, flowers, they're not don't need to be a thing, but like, it's major brownie points if you do. And one guy showed up. Remember the baguette and wine?
Yes, the baguette.
I loved him. He was great. Like, he was perfect on paper. Our date was incredible, but we lacked just that chemistry and that spark. And it was like, I remember going home and being like, my parents would love him. He's incredible. He wants to have children. He would be an insanely good like father figure. But there wasn't that like spark and that chemistry and that pull. And I was like, what do I do? Like, he's great. My mom was like, no, you don't settle for that again. Like, you need that in your life. I never, ever experienced that in any relationship I've ever been in. So that was interesting to just learn about myself too. And like, know that like, I don't have to like just find somebody that like meets all these requirements, but is lacking a little thing. Like, I was so picky and made sure that like that one thing that I really wanted, I waited for, because they could have everything else. Like Christopher, and I'll talk about him because he's amazing to me and he'll always be, you know, so sweet and great, but they just lacked a little bit of something. And, you know, I was ready to jump all in with him. Like, he met my family, met the kids briefly. That was very quick, but I was like thinking and planning for like futuristic things, but there was that one little piece that just I wanted so bad. I wanted that chemistry and that heartstrings pull that you had told me mm-hmm. about one time with, you know, and I was like, I've never had that. I don't know what that's like. And then I found it. But man, there were a lot of guys like that. That it was like, you literally mark off my three requirements were I had to be emotionally stimulated, mentally, like connection wise stimulated, and physically stimulated, and most of like sexually. And most of them met two out of the three. And I was like, okay, so is that third one really that important? Like, whichever one it was that they lacked. And yeah, they're all three important. So that was interesting for me to figure out about myself. I mean, hence why my relationship ended the way that it did, because lots of things were lacking in my marriage. And I didn't make those standards for myself. And we have a second chance. And it was like, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, again, I've found somebody that we'll see how long this runs, but yeah, it was fun dating. It was awful, but it was fun.
Yeah. I would say for the most part, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
I take what I found. I have learned a lot about myself in these past several months from each man. So I could tell you generally what I was looking for, but I have now more specifics about what I'm looking for, and each man has taught me something. Mm-hmm. And I think that's my takeaway from all of it. That's why, you know, again, I'm not like racing towards something. I'm just kind of like seeing where I'm at, emotionally, mentally, and what I need and what I don't need. And so my first date from an app, was with someone that was 11 years younger than me. And I told him no a few times because he was a lot younger than me. And, but we had this amazing, amazing connection talking. And I've never talked to someone like that who I just felt so comfortable with, but wanted to talk to him. And this guy, never once did he bring up sex, because this is what I'll tell you is different now dating is, that these men are so forward because it's on an app, it's behind, you know, screen, that it's almost all sex really quick. And, oh, yeah. It was kind of, I don't know, shocking to me. I'm just like, whoa, what, y'all miss my bad girl phase at one day. Sorry. And so, this one, we never talked about sex. We immediately connected over music was our number one, which is a huge deal to me because I like, more kind of obscure, not top 40 stuff. Although I love a bop, I love a bop, but you know, stuff that whatever. And so we connected so easily. And then finally I said yes, cause I thought I would regret it. And then we ended up dating for a few months. And he was so pivotal in my dating life. He really reminded me of who I was before I was married and the kind of person I wanted to be that I'd completely forgotten, as much as traveling and, you know, things that I was passionate about. And he was so important. I would say probably the most important just person in general in the dating life that really gave me what I needed, to remember myself. And I will always be grateful for him. I have such gratitude for that man. And we're still friends. It just didn't work out. It wasn't the right time for either of us. But he just gave me so much. he just gave me so much of what I didn't know that I needed. And it was like he woke my soul. And I never had a connection like that with anybody that felt like magic. So, you know, when he came over for the first time to pick me up, I was really nervous. I was so nervous. I drank half a bottle of wine. Okay. That's how nervous I was. But I'll tell you why I was nervous is because I thought if this date doesn't go well, we're not going to be able to talk. And I love talking to him. But turns out the date went amazingly. And I still felt that instant connection with him. And
it was a good one.
He was a good one. He was. And I wish him all the happiness. I do. He deserves it. He deserves someone to meet him at his level and challenge him and all of the things. But I'm telling you right now, he was just so pivotal to me. And I'm so grateful that he matched with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was, so that was one of the guys. And then, you know, I had a guy that told me he loved me 2 weeks after.
I forgot about him.
Yeah. He put so much pressure on the situation. You know, I told you, like, here's what I'm dating. I'm dating just to date at this point. I'm not even looking for anything serious, but I'm not looking for hookup. It's very, very, very complicated when a man asks you, what are you looking for? It's like the worst question, right? What are you looking for? I don't know.
And I swear, I feel like they only ask single moms that question.
Yeah. It's because, let me tell you now, if there are any men listening to this, okay, most single moms are not looking for a baby daddy. Okay. We're just not. They have their dads.
We're fine.
Yes. They have their dads, and what they, if they don't get something from them, they get it from us. And we're not even, when we're dating, we're not even, what we're doing is we're in single girl mode. We're not even in mom mode because our kids aren't with us. So we're in single person mode. So please stop assuming that women are looking for a father for their child.
Seriously.
It's so annoying. I hate that. So yeah. So he says he put so much pressure on me and the situation, and these guys, like, they build these constructs of us, right? This happened to you too.
Yeah.
Of just this, like, this being, this, like, you know, I don't know, mature, grounded,
which compassionate. We are.
Yes, it's true. It's true. mature, but compassionate, grounded, you know, just a person who has her maturity, emotionally mature. And, you know, that happens when you have kids, well, for the most part, you know, and he built up this whole construct of me that didn't exist. And so by the time he came to, you know, have a date with me,
bring you an ornament
and bring me an expensive ornament
and a card.
And a card. It was a really nice card, though.
It was. He it was.
He was very sweet. There were
some
sweet.
Good things that came out of in your life.
Yeah. Yes. And so this is what I learned from him, that I do want, my love language is words of affirmation. And I do want that. I just don't want it so early on and so much.
Yeah.
That was too much. I couldn't handle that.
On a deeper note with him, though, remember he, like, forced you to see into who we as your friends see that you are, that you don't see in yourself. And that was hard for you to, like, grasp and allow. And, like, anytime he would say those things to you, you, like, would not accept it because you couldn't believe it about yourself.
Yeah, he did. He really did. He saw something in me that,
because everything he poured into you and said about you was not wrong. Like, he, you know, he was very, very over affirming, and, you know, he very much could have fallen in love with you after 2 weeks, but everything he said about you was true. I mean, and that was hard to hear all these, like, great things about yourself, but you also need that. So,
yeah, you know, no, I needed that from him. Then there was the guy, that I was going to go out with, and he was great. He was talking to me a lot and he was funny. And it was the day before our date, and I just so happened to ask him his last name.
Which you do for everyone.
Yes, right? Which I do for everybody. And I do a quick search.
Yeah.
Why not?
Ground check.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And this guy was married.
Hmm.
And I called him out on it. And what ensued was absolute horror and insanity. And he actually terrified me. So, I think he was also very scared I was going to tell his wife, but, you know, I think that's another, like, conundrum, you know, do you want to tell the wife? Absolutely. But do you know that this guy could possibly come and hurt you and your child? So that was a no for me.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys are married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that there was that guy.
Do you remember? I think we both have had a few of these where we, like, are so tired of the dating apps. And so we give this random person our phone number and then we end up texting them and they're like, shit, this guy is weird. And he's like, yeah. And then you have to block them.
Yes.
But then yes. he has your number. So he could add you on all social media forms and like creep on your social media.
Yeah, so. That's true. Then there was another guy I dated for a few months. He was a really good dad. He taught me that there's good dads out there. You know, and I did not have a good father ever. And, you know, it was nice to see. And then there was one of my favorites who I still talk to that you and I both know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And he's a lot younger.
Younger than me.
He's younger than Hannah. And he was supposed to just be for fun. And he turned into like an actual friend.
Yeah.
And he taught me that there are men out there that will accept me regardless, because sometimes like I'm a giver. I'm a giver.
Yeah.
You know, like I use the cups analogy on the divorce podcast, you know, whereas we all have different size cups, and if I have a bigger cup and I'm with someone with a small cup, if I'm pouring in all of myself, it's too much. And if he's pouring in all of himself, it's not enough. But we decided that I was a lake.
Yeah. You're a lake.
I'm a lake. I'm not even a cup. I'm a lake. And I just give and give and give. Some men can take that as like, oh, you're so kind. You must want a relationship. And I've told you numerous times how much that annoys me. Cause I'm like, that's just me. I'm just, you're human. And this young one really just accepts me as for who I am and never finds any intentions behind it.
Yeah.
You know, and plus he is a good guy, and he's just this super passionate soul who helps so many people, and is so mature for his age in that respect. And so you're just making fun of me the other day saying I sounded like his grandma, because I was talking about how proud I am of him.
His little haircut.
Yeah, his little haircut. He got a haircut, and I was like, oh, your little haircut. And he's like, you just call me a little, like it's like I'm five. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just so damn proud of him. He's just such a good guy with a great voice, by the way.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I liked his podcast.
Oh, his voice is top notch.
Yeah. I'll have to get him on here.
Yes. Yes. We will have him on here at some point.
Incognito, maybe.
Incognito. I don't know. Of course they're going to be like, ooh, I wonder which one it's going to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, then that's what he taught me. And then, I just learned from every single man that I've had any kind of connection with. And trust me, I get really good connections with these men.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like deep.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I've covered all my dating app stories. With another single dad, him and I, we actually never went out. We just connected and then stayed friends. And he's such a good dad, which was always attractive. Never went out because COVID and lived a little too far, but I feel like I met a lot of friends. There's only been three, I guess, that like cut off and I like we'll never talk to again. And then more so funny. Oh my gosh, do you remember? I don't know if I should. You'll know the story. Okay. So my favorite ones, I feel like, have been like outside of the dating app that like happened in real life, because all of a sudden I got this like super confident like mentality about myself that like if I see a hot guy, I'm just going to go up to him and say like, what's your number?
Mm-hmm.
And
there
were a few of these. So Starbucks. I went to Starbucks and it was like a different Starbucks than I normally go to, because I was like in a different city, and I like walk in and I order, and this guy's so charismatic and he's got like great tattoos, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm vibing with this guy. And all of a sudden I notice he's got a ring on his finger. I'm like, ah, shoot. Okay. I order my drink and I leave, and I'm sitting in my dad's truck, 'cause I had borrowed it for the day. And I was like, wait, I think that was his right hand that that ring was on. So I call the Starbucks and I'm like, I know his name because it was on his apron. And I was like, hey, is this guy married? And his coworker was like, no. I'm like, okay, but is he single? Like, is he has a girlfriend? He was like, no. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to need you to give him my number. And he was like, wait, really? And I was like, yeah. So if you could take it down or you could just put him on the phone. He's like, okay, so we probably shouldn't do this over the work phone. So I'm just going to give him your number. So anyways, he gave him my number. He texted me, I think like a day or two later. And I gave him a hard time for like not texting me that day because that's rude. I literally called the Starbucks to give you my number.
He should have called you immediately. I have to take a break.
Yeah, yeah. But he didn't. He made it like 24 hours. And then come to find out, he's like 24.
Even younger than the guy I was just talking about.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit. Stupid COVID and these masks. I can't tell how old these guys are. Like, he's so sweet. And we like still follow each other on Instagram. And, you know, he's a great guy, too young, whatever. And then another guy, I was at the mall with Nasty and the girls, and I got stopped at this kiosk for like a timeshare. So you got to sit through this like timeshare meeting, and then you get like this free trip. And the free trip that I got was a trip to Hawaii. And I was like, yes, okay, I'll do this. So the guy who like suckered me into this like presentation thing, he wrote his number down on the card. And I was like, oh, cool. So I ended up coming up with a reason to text him and ask him questions about like the presentation that I had to go to or whatever. And again, mask and, you know, COVID. And so we're texting for a few days. And it gets to this point where I'm like, okay, like, what's your social media? I need to see what you look like without a mask on. And mm-hmm. How old are you? Again, like 25. I'm like, what? How is this happening? And it was cute, but, you know, it was like 25. And they lived in San Diego because that's where we were at when we ran into each other. And this next one is the one that I think, this blew my mind that I could do this because this was so out of character for me. But I went to dinner by myself because I was waiting to pick up the girls from their grandparents. They had them for like the day. And I was like, oh, I'll just kill time and get some dinner. And I'm sitting at this restaurant and this guy is across a table from me and he like sees me and then he turns his seat so that he's like facing me. And then we just start chatting and, you know, COVID, the whole 6 feet apart thing, tables. And he's like, so are you alone? And I was like, yeah. He's like, can I come sit at your table and join you for dinner? And I was like, yes. Like, thank you for being like a man, like in public. You're not just going to wait for me to swipe right on you on an app. Like, he took charge and he like owned it. And he walked over to my table and we had dinner and the chemistry was there. And he was like, well, do you have to go? And I was like, well, I have to go soon, but I could probably like, you know, 30 more minutes. So we like walked, we were in like downtown Claremont. We like walked to this like bar and we get a drink and he's like serenading me like in the bar. It's just us. And it's super cute. And he like kissed me and I was like, oh, okay. This is like real adult kind of dating. Like I had not experienced. So we're sitting at this bar and yeah, he's like serenading me and just super sweet and very affirming. And it was like a super sweet, cute, romantic encounter. And he like kissed me and walked me into my car and asked for my number. And then the next morning I woke up to a dick pic. And I was like,
oh, that's right.
Are you kidding me? And he was so drunk. Like, he called me every night for a week to tell me how I'm the love of his life. And like, he's been waiting his whole life for me. And I'm just like, bro, it was one date. Like, yeah, it was a nice date that just like happened out of nowhere. But nah. And you woke up like, what? Please. Unsolicited dick pics are never okay. And in the bright in the morning, like my children sleep in my bed with me, and that's, I have to wake up to them and then this. So I blocked him and never talked to him again. I'm always worried that I'm going to run into him when I'm in Claremont now. But yeah, those are pretty much my only epic dating stories. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Well, I had that one not too long ago. There was a man who had matched with me, and we exchanged numbers and texts a little bit. Nothing happened, really came of it, whatever. And then a few months later, he saw me on the app and he matched with me again. And he was like, as soon as I saw you, I just, my stomach dropped. I had butterflies. My breath caught. I just knew that I had to try again with you. And he was so sweet. I just wasn't attracted to him at all, but you know me. I'm just like, well, I got to give him a chance, you know, so maybe I'll just give him a chance. So he came over, and I think in the first 10 minutes, he started talking about like putting his mom's dogs to sleep, which immediately then made me start crying, because then I was thinking about my dog that we had just put to sleep the last year. Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, we didn't have anything in common, and we had some wine. So then I pretended to fall asleep.
You remember this?
Yeah, I pretended to fall asleep, and then he's like, "Well, I should go. Did you fall asleep?" I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." He's like, uh-huh. "I should go. You seem tired." I'm like, "Yeah." And then he was walking out the door, and I was like, "Thanks for the wine." And so then the next day, he texts me, and he was just like, "Hey, how's your Sunday going?" I was like, "Great, we're just hanging out, having a lazy Sunday." He's like, "That's good." And I know he was waiting for me to say like, "I had such a good time," and blah, yeah, blah, blah, and I didn't. And then he took me off Snap.
Oh yeah.
Can we just talk about that really quick though? Like, apparently, if you don't have a Snapchat, you need to get one, because that's pretty much what people do. They talk to you for 10 minutes on the app and they're like, "Do you have a Snap?"
I will never respond to those people.
It's like, so annoying.
I don't even know. Yeah. I have a Snap, but I don't really use it. And I will not sit there and text you on Snap all day. Like, I just, no, I don't even want to text you in general. Mm-hmm. So I, yeah, hate that.
It's always Snap though. And I always tell them, what?
Go ahead.
I always tell them, okay, you can have I don't have a lot of them on Snap. Just maybe one that I'm kind of vibing with. But I would say, like, if you send me a dick snap, I'm going to snapshot or screenshot it, and then I'm going to send it to all my friends, and we're going to laugh, and then I'm going to block you.
Yeah. I should. That's what
I tell them every time. It's so annoying. So, I mean, so you are now in a relationship.
Oh yes. Are we getting into this?
I mean, just briefly, I mean, they want to know, I guess, what our current status is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So yes, you're in a relationship.
In a relationship. I have a boyfriend.
She has a boyfriend. And then, you know, Hannah and I had also talked about how hard it was to switch from wife to girlfriend.
Yeah. I don't even think I did that well with this one.
I didn't.
Well, in general, no, I don't. But like, there's no girl. Like, I'm just straight back to acting like a wife.
Yeah, it's hard. You don't even realize you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I mean, I literally baked him scones on our first date.
Yeah. Like, I baked scones. No.
Lemon bars.
No, I did bake lemon bars for one of the guys.
You did scones, didn't you?
I did scones for my, The magic one. I did, but he also got lavender simple syrup.
Oh yes.
And then he got scones, two different flavors, which his mom loved, by the way.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. But yeah, it's like, how, we were just having such a hard time and we didn't even realize it. Yeah. And then it's like, oh shit. Is that a wife thing or a girlfriend thing we're doing right now? And that's
also
hard.
A mom thing too.
Yeah. Like, true.
The momming, like, yeah, I just, and you know, maybe in the beginning, the first couple dates, whatever, but I feel like for me and you, that's just like who we are, and they have to, like, you either like it or you don't.
But in the end, I am learning a lot about myself, I am very thankful for, you know, some of the guys that have come into my life and are still in my life. I'd say out of all of the ones I went on dates with or had real deep connections with, I still talk to three of them. The one that's in love with me will pop up once in a while.
Still?
Yeah. Yeah. Just like a week ago. And then, you know, I talked to the other three, and two of them I talk to pretty often. And they were just friends, and it's great. Yeah. But yeah, that's, I just make friends wherever I go.
You do. Everyone needs an Elise.
And so my current status is that I'm just kind of dating. I put on pause for a little bit while I'm in this like really big transition. And I like meeting people and all the things, but I don't think I'm ready to meet my person yet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working on being a badass bitch.
Doing hot girl shit.
Doing hot girl shit. Not bad girl shit though.
Because you are not a bad
girl. I'm not a bad girl. I really tried. I'm still pissed about that.
I still forgot. I forgot about my my last two before things got serious for Renee and my mom. Remember that whole week? It was like back to back.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Back to back men.
Yeah. They great guys. One of them still a friend, like on Instagram, and you know, he was like, "I saw you're in a relationship, and I'm so excited for you, and that's great. You look so happy." Blah 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 blah. And I was like, "Oh my gosh! Like, why are there not genuine guys like this anywhere else? Where the other ones just like delete you and run away?"
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, he actually texted me the day my mom died. And he was like, "Hey, I don't know what he said. Beautiful, good looking. What's, I don't know. You know, they're stupid pickup lines." And I didn't respond. I always feel bad. That's a huge issue I have too. Like, not like I have to respond to people. I cannot ghost them. Even if they one deserve to be ghosted, but like, I can't, I feel so bad. And so I like can't, like you with that other guy, like carry on these conversations, and I let things go for too long because I'm like, I don't want to hurt you. Mm-hmm. But anyways, this mm-hmm. guy, he had texted me, and I was like, it took like 3 days to get back to him. I was like, I feel really bad. I'm not, it's not that, you know, things, I think you're awful or whatever. You know, I'm not ghosting you. My mom died. And I was like, so I'm not ready. Like, I'm not even. And I don't even think we were interested in really dating. We were just kind of like hanging out. But yeah, he was like, "Oh yeah, sucks to hear that. Sorry." I was like, okay, cool.
Well, then we'll have more of these, the dating, and I really want to focus on at one point single mom and dating as a single mom and dating as a single mom with a kid with special needs.
Yeah.
But this one's just straight up dating story. So thanks for coming with us on this journey. we got a little down and dirty that you never would have known from our Instagrams or however you know us. But yeah, it was a good time. So the next episode will tackle friendship fights.
Yes.
That should be a
that one's actually something I'm still processing. I feel like that might be hard.
We're sponsored by Dear Mom. It's a nonprofit and it supports mothers of children with Down syndrome, which obviously is close to our hearts. We're sponsored by Rose and Grace. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram. We're sponsored by my upcoming book by the same title, Love Her, Leave Her Wild. And we're sponsored by the organization Never Alone at North. Go give them some love at Instagram. It's a really, really amazing program for teenagers where they pair up older teenagers in high school with the younger ones and normalizing that it's okay to not be okay and to say that. So we will see you next time. I always say see you.
We'll chat with you. No,
we can't. So we'll meet again
virtually
on episode 4 of Friendship Breakups.